This is American Family News. I'm Steve Jordahl. The DOJ is releasing new details about an Iranian suspect charged in a thwarted assassination plot against Donald Trump. Fox's David Spunt reports.
According to the Justice Department, specifically the Southern District of New York, they're looking for a 51-year-old who they believe resides in Iran. His name is Farhad Shakiri. And according to the Justice Department, he was working with the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps on a plot to kill then-former President Trump, now President-elect Trump, just a few months ago. Said, quote, it would cost a huge amount of money. That's what he allegedly told the folks back in Iran. Now, separately, he is also accused of employing multiple associates in New York City to surveil and murder an unnamed U.S. citizen that opposed the Iranian regime in New York.
Dutch authorities say young people on scooters attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people spread on social media. Five people were treated in hospitals and dozens were arrested. Tensions had been mounting in the Dutch capital over Israel's campaigns in Gaza and Lebanon even before the Europa League match between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv on Thursday night. We're starting to get exit polling returns on Tuesday's election. Trump once again won the support of about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters, according to AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of more than 120,000 voters. That level of support among a group that represents about 20% of the total electorate repeats similarly staggering evangelical support for Trump in 2020. Republican David McCormick has won Pennsylvania's pivotal U.S. Senate seat as the former CEO of the world's largest hedge fund beat the three-term Democrat Senator Bob Casey in Tuesday's election after accusing the incumbent of supporting policies that led to inflation, domestic turmoil, and war. Today, McCormick filed a pair of lawsuits over provisional ballot counting in Philadelphia. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
Pennsylvania Senator-elect Republican Dave McCormick saying that he's waited respectfully, but that he's moving forward, officially declared the winner of Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate fight, leading incumbent Democrat Bob Casey by over 30,000 votes, explaining why he filed lawsuits in Philly over provisional ballots that continue to be counted.
There's no path to Senator Casey overcoming my lead. That lawsuit is just to make sure that there is an adequate number of observers that are overseeing that counting process, and there was some question about that.
The Casey campaign not yet conceding, saying in a statement that it will continue to make sure that voices in Pennsylvania are heard. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And it was a big night for Republicans in Texas on election night as they flipped predominantly Hispanic counties along the border. AFN's Robert Thornton reports.
The Texas Tribune reports Donald Trump's near sweep of Texas border county shows a shift to the right for Hispanic voters. Trump captured 55% of Hispanic voters in the state, according to exit polls. He also won 14 out of the 18 counties within 20 miles of the border, a Democrat stronghold. He did quite well in Starr County as he was the first Republican presidential candidate to win since 1892. Starr County resident Nelda Cruz Gonzalez.
The community here is mostly Democrat, mostly. But I see it now that's the new generation. Now they're seeing things differently. And I was surprised that this time around, 57% of the Starr County voted Republican.
Jorge Bazan is a Democrat who voted for Trump. It was about the economy for him.
I've been a lifetime Democrat, but I voted Republican in different elections. I mean, especially this one. Well, that's my identity. I've been a Democrat down here. In family, I mean, like I said, generations back, we've been Democrats. I believe this county turned red this election. The last time it was red, I believe it was 1890, somewhere around there.
Seats also flipped at the state level. Outlet Texas Scorecard reports South Texas Republican Adam Hinojosa will represent the Texas Senate after beating incumbent Democrat State Senator Morgan Lamantia. I'm Robert Thornton.
Find more news and information online. Our website is afn.net. For American Family News, I'm Steve Jordahl.